Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Thank you all for joining in on tonight and listening in with us with Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries with Let's Talk. Normally we know that our very own Elder Kathy Kendall is normally the one that leads the program on tonight. But due to the fact that Elder Kendall passed away on April 6, 2019, myself, your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, yes, and our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, will be doing the show tonight. We're not doing Facebook Live, but we are doing blog. So if you can, please pass the message on. The number is 310-861-2345. That's for Blog Talk. We will continue to do the Friday night program until God says different. So on tonight, we're going to start off with a prayer.
That's not true. This is the only program.
Okay, this is the only program, she said. Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser said. We're going to start off with prayer on tonight, and then I will ask Apostle-elect, after Minister Sheila Kaiser has prayed, if she would just step in and start the program off. Minister Sheila, would you pray for us on tonight?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, our Father, and the Lord, the Son of us all. The Lord has given his life for us to have life. Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you for the day that you have blessed and given us life, to live on and to praise your name. I ask you to bless Elder Kathy Kendall's family for her passing on to the glory in the house of you. Lord, we need your help. We need you to help us all through the families and friends and the church ministry to let them know Elder Kendall is in a safe place, a happy place. No more pains, no more heartaches, no more obsessions. She is happy and blessed to be in the house of God. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every person on this earth that has life to understand you are the head. You are the one and only one that can show us the right way, the only way, the peaceful and happy way. Lord, we ask you to remove all the hurt and pain from each and every one of us, heart and mind, to let us know that you can fix and heal us all. But I ask you to bless Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Pastor Troy, Dr. Serena Wright, and to all ministries and teachers of the house of the Lord that God has given us to learn. Lord, we need your help, and we ask you to bless us and help us to understand that no matter what we're going through, you can fix it all. You can lead us the right way. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every one that might be listening to this program, however they can, to let them know that you are the one, the only one. You are the head, the one that can lead us through, you know, all the temptation, all the heartache, all the hurt and obsession that people try to do to us. I ask you to bless all my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my cousins, all my families, my sisters, my brothers, to each and every one of us in the bloodline, family, and the spiritual line. Lord, we need you to bless us all and to understand, and to bless the government to understand we are here to understand and to work together. They are here to help us and not hurt us. We ought to work for each and every one of us, no matter what your color is, what your race is, what your sexuality is. But God, we need you to help us understand. Send your guardian angels to take us through no matter what we're going through, that you can fix it. I need you to bless us and bless us. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen.
Amen.
To you, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser.
Greetings. This is Cecilia. Just for clarity, what I was saying was this is the only service that we're having that's a tribute to Elder Kathy Kendall. And I know God has already placed on Minister Sylvia's heart to carry on with the Friday night services. And so we're waiting on the Lord to give out guidance and clarity about how he would want the 9 p.m. service to continue on, because I know if it has been Facebook Live, and we're not doing Facebook Live, but that is what the Friday night service is. So as God ministers to Minister Sylvia and lets her know how the Friday night service is going to be, I'm sure whoever continues with the prayer and the talk show or praise and worship, they will be on Facebook Live. So we just need to find out, you know, whatever God gives Minister Sylvia, that's how we're going to proceed, because that's what Elder Kathy Kendall did. She went Facebook Live, and she actually talked to the people. And from what I've heard, there's many people that were blessed by her. I heard many of my cousins saying how they enjoyed being on the line and how she would pray for them live on the line and how she would share information with them and have guest speakers on the air that would actually talk about things dealing with finances, things dealing with people suffering from various types of syndromes or things dealing with suicide or depression. I mean, she talked about a lot of relevant topics, and she talked about things that people could relate to, but for sure she always was on the line praying for people and encouraging people and allowing people to share their testimonies and their various struggles and things of that sort. And that's the type of program that the Churches of Philadelphia with Elder Kathy Kendall with God's Bill Hills, that was the name of her ministry under the late Apostle Sandra Thomas. And so as God ministers to Minister Sylvia, she will get back with us and let us know, you know, what God has for the program. And it is definitely, I know on Sundays it's Minister Sheila and I, and on Mondays it's basically Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila hosting. And so who knows, God may actually open it up where Minister Sylvia is on the line going live, not really on Blog Talk as much as Facebook Live, because people need prayer, people need encouragement, people need things that are going to cause them to live. And so with that being said, we're going to share just a little smidget from a service that Elder Kathy Kendall did, and she did it on Blog Talk, but she also did it on Facebook Live, and she actually transitioned her program to doing more of FaceTime things where people could see her and they could hear her, and she was praying with them. And so not saying that that's what God is going to have Minister Sylvia do, but I just want you to know that that is what Elder Kathy Kendall was doing on Friday night. She was ministering to the people, and she was ministering to them live. So if you can, hopefully you can hear her. We want to play a little bit of a message, like I said, that she talked about, a program that she had on Facebook Live and Blog Talk, and it was exactly 1 year prior to the day that she passed. And so please listen and let us know if it blesses you.
Good evening, and God bless you. It has been such a long time since we have been on. We have been off for 30 days, but we are back, and we thank God for it. It is good to be on the line with you. If you would let someone know that God still heals, is on the air, and there is a word from the Lord. All right. We're going to wait for a few more people to come in, and we're going to go ahead and get started. I want to tell you guys, it's been an interesting 30 days. It really has been, honestly. It has been an interesting 30 days.
We're going to fast forward just a little bit.
And their minds, and that change will begin. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen. Well, you guys, tonight we're going to talk about abuse. And we have talked about this subject, and I'm sure that it's been a conversation at many tables. But we're going to talk about self-abuse tonight. We're not going to talk about the domestic violence. God bless you, Brother Burns. Minister Burns, thank you for joining us. We're going to talk about self-abuse, what we allow in our lives, what we allow and what we do to ourselves. Amen? I think that we have to, before we can address what someone else is doing to us, we have to address what we're doing to ourselves and what we are allowing to be done to us. And I've come to find out that it's a mindset. It's what we think about ourselves. What we think about ourselves. What is it that, what do you think about yourself that you would allow someone else to repeatedly take advantage of you, to repeatedly hurt you, to repeatedly not keep their word, and yet we trust them again? We're talking about self-abuse. What do we think about ourselves? If you guys would share the broadcast for me, I'd appreciate it. God still heals. Let's talk about it as an interactive broadcast. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions. If you guys can tell me anything that you once allowed that you don't allow anymore. Brother Christopher, if you would share with us something that you used to allow that you don't allow anymore. Excuse me. Anyone else? Something that you used to allow that you don't allow anymore. For myself, being a single woman, no children, I didn't really have a time that you could not call me. I was pretty much available 24/7. And I did not realize by not having a standard set that I was allowing disrespect, actually, on a regular basis, the open door of disrespect. So then I began to set boundaries. Master Burns says, the opinion of others to restrain what I do or where I go. Oh, that's good. That's good. I find that especially in the Christian arena, in the church arena, that it's expected that we move like the group that we're with moves. And when we move differently, it can definitely cause some problems. That's a really good one. That's a really good one. as I was saying, I had to begin to set personal boundaries. Things simply as how late you could call me. I had to set boundaries on conversation. People would ask questions that the relationship that we had didn't want them to get an answer, and I felt obligated to answer if you asked me a question. A setup, a different setup, because we began to interact and treat people and give them carte blanche or extend to them courtesies that the relationship hasn't even gained yet. I mean, it just happened. So that's one important thing. Most important, we go back to, what do we think of ourselves? How do we know our own self-worth? Do we know our own value? Do we understand what it means to be a citizen in the kingdom of God? Do we understand the investment that he's placed in us already? Not based on performance, not based on accomplishments, not based on our bank account or our credit scores, but simply because he decided that he would give his life for us and that he would draw us and cause us to accept him as Lord and Savior. That immediately puts us above those that haven't. That there are certain things in the kingdom that we have access to that others don't have access to. The principles of God will always work no matter who applies them. I believe that. I've seen it work when people don't serve God, but they apply his principles. But when we have a relationship with him, when we have a relationship with the Father, there are ideas and transformations that take place that it's impossible to match. God bless you, Pastor Van Ellis. It's impossible to match. It is necessary that we understand our worth and our value. It's necessary that we begin to invest in ourselves, whether that's naturally, spiritually, emotionally. We need to invest in ourselves. If you want to go back to school, go back to school. You need to repair your credit, start repairing it in ourselves. And there are some basic things that we miss in the body of Christ that the world looks at and says, but you don't even do this. You know, simple things like life insurance policy, simple things like a will. You all, I'm talking about simple, basic things. Pay our bills on time, not live beyond our means, invest in things that are going to be long-term and not short-term, invest in ourselves with our health, investing in getting ourselves healthy, not just to look better, to be better, but to feel better, to be in the optimal health that we can be in. God bless you, Desiree. Thank you so much. It is impossible for us to love others and we haven't loved ourselves. I'm telling you, it becomes idolatry. It does. That, just think about it this way. You have children at home, but you're going to go next door and feed those kids and your children are hungry. That example seems a little extreme, maybe. But we do that to self. We do that to self. There are things that we allow others to do to us that we endure just because, and it's not right. Self-abuse starts with how we think about ourselves. Self-abuse begins with knowing, self-abuse begins with not knowing who we are and not knowing our worth.
We're going to take a pause right now, Minister Sylvia.
Yes. Okay, I was listening to what Elder Kathy was saying about self-abuse, and a lot of times we have to sit back and examine ourselves before we can point fingers at others. Basically, what I was getting out of what she was saying, I really enjoyed so far what I've heard from Elder Kendall, because I do remember talking to Elder Kendall a lot before. I remember when I first met her when we was going to No Cross, No Crown
on North Avenue. I'm trying not to have an echo. It's on mute. Aren't you listening?
Yeah, the echo was bad. Do you still hear the echo?
Why aren't you on mute, Sheila?
Do you all still hear the echo? Okay, as I was saying, when I first met Elder Kathy, we used to talk. talk about different things that we were experiencing in life. We were talking about. Yeah, we hear you talking. We were talking about things that we were dealing with in life, where we were when we was in the world. You know, Elder Kathy was telling me about a relationship that she was in that she kept going back to, and she said how at the time Apostle Sandra Thomas was called the elect lady. Sandra Thomas had told her, how many times does God have to tell you to stop it? And she said one time that thing had gotten her spirit so that she knew then that God did not put her here to allow herself to be abused. She was only being abused because she allowed herself to be abused. And it's so ironic that the message that Apostle-elect Cecilia is playing on tonight is a message where she was talking about self-abuse. And when we can get that in our spirit, that we're not put here to be abused by anybody, or we abuse ourselves, once we get that in our spirit, we know that we are allowing God to be God, because nobody can teach you about being who you were meant to be. You were meant to be God's worshiper, God's praiser, a servant of God, getting about God's business, teaching the lost about God, learning yourself about God. When you could get to that point where you really recognize and accept the fact that you are not living up to the means that God has put you here for, that's because I thank God that the message that Elder Kendall was talking about tonight is the same message that I happened to not stumble across, but I went across on Facebook Live, and I was hearing that message before we got to the service tonight. So tonight is like a bittersweet night, because it's the chance that we are celebrating Elder Kendall. You know, Elder Kendall passed away on April 6th. She passed away in 2019 on the same day that myself, Apostle-elect, and Minister Sheila Kaiser, we lost our mother, was April the 6th, 1997. And when she started off at about the last 30 days, well, these last 65, 64 days has been truly, we would say, an eye-opening, that on January the 30th, I'm sorry, we lost Apostle Sandra Thomas and a cousin of ours, Minnie Payton, Minnie Sanders Payton. They both passed away on Apostle Sandra Thomas' oldest sister, Carol Gibson's birthday. And to say that is to say this. Two of the awesomest women that I know, well, three of the awesomest women that I know that believed in God and trust God, they all passed away on days that other awesome women of God in our family passed away on. And just to know that Elder Kendall knew God, loved God, served God, and cared about God's people is enough to say that's the sweetness of it, that we know that she's in heaven praising God, worshiping with God and with the other saints, because she did it down here. She practiced on the stage down here, so then when she got up in heaven, she would get her starting role as a worshiper, as a praiser. And I thank God that I got to know Elder Kendall, that I was able to be in her life. I was able to have her pray for me, lay hands on me, speak encouragement into my life. I can say a lot of things about what we talked about, But as Apostle Elect said on Monday night, we don't have enough time. We don't have enough time to say the things that we would love to say about Elder Kendall is because there's not enough time. She was an awesome intercessor. She was an awesome prayer. And when she prayed, she believed what she prayed. When she prayed on purpose, not just for me, not just for other family members, but for her friends and family and people that she saw or knew that was in need. When Elder Kendall said she was praying for you, she meant it. And as right now, that's all I have to say, because I don't want my voice to start fading because of the tears of joy that's rolling up. So I'm going to pass it back over to Apostle Elect Cecilia right now.
Amen. We're going to pray for Minister Sylvia as we continue to listen to more of this message from Elder Kathy Kendall.
That Christ lives. It's not the same that we know it. That we not just talk about it, that we not just repeat it, but that we know it. Knowing is doing. So that's what has we invested in ourselves lately. If somebody could share that with me, something that you invested in yourself. Whether it was a gym membership, whether it was a book that you bought for yourself, a new set of goals. This is March 1st of 2019, the first day of the third month. Pardon me. God bless you, Minister Jordan. You guys will share the broadcast for me. I would so appreciate it. Our topic tonight, Minister Jordan, is self-abuse. The things that we allow others to do to us and what we do to ourselves. Can anyone tell me something that they invested in themselves? A book, a class, a piece of something we invested in ourselves. You took a block of time off for yourself. Maybe you took yourself on vacation. Okay. So each and no one has invested in themselves lately. Or either no one has invested in themselves lately, or you guys don't feel like talking. I don't know which one it is, but okay. So Most recently, I decided that I was going to remove all red meat out of my diet, and then shortly thereafter decided that I was not going to eat any type of meat, not chicken, not turkey, not lamb, you know, that no meat whatsoever, not beef or pork, of course. And I made that decision, and it's been interesting. It has definitely been interesting. How many people know that when we make a new decision, when we're challenged with it, then we have to be creative, to say the least, in the things that we're doing. Amen. It's different. I've eaten meat all of my life. So it's new recipes, it's new store shopping, it's finding new vendors, new outlets, things of that nature. So it's been a journey, but it's been a good one. I want to say thank you. Excuse me for just a minute, guys. I want to say thank you to everyone that sent cards, that sent notes. I lost my godmother, Apostle Sandra Thomas, made her transition into the kingdom. And I want to thank you for all the love that you showed to us during that period of time. It was definitely a difficult time, but God has stepping up, and we are back. Amen. We're going to go ahead and end the broadcast with prayer. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening on tonight. Father, we just give you praise, and we thank you. Father, we thank you that your thoughts toward us are good and not evil, for an expected end and a good success. Father, we thank you that you decided before we even entered the earth that we would be yours. Thank you. Father, thank you that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Thank you that it's your good pleasure to bless us. Thank you. Thank you for being our intercessors and pleading our case. Thank you. God, thank you that you have our best interests at all times. Thank you that you know everything about us, and yet you've chosen to still call us, you'll use us for your glory. Thank you. Thank you that all of your promises are yea and amen. Thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, we thank you that today we decide no more self-abuse, that today we accept the self-worth that you've given us as kingdom citizens. We accept the self-worth, Father, and we'll walk in it knowing that we are worthy because of you. Because of you, we are worthy. You made us like that in your own image. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Father, thank you that you put down the seed of righteousness down on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And that it cannot be plucked up. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your wisdom. Thank you for your peace and your healing. Thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. Thank you that we choose to no longer be self-abusive. But we have a standard that you set in your word, and we'll live by it and cause others to live by it concerning us. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, it is so, and amen. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you. Jeremiah Levine, I love you. God bless you, Minister Kendra, Shaw Norris. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's my sister from another mother. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you guys. Thank you and good night.
Amen. So that was what Elder Kendra shared with us, as you heard her say. It was immediately after a little while after the apostle transition. And so I said, I know you said, well, what about, I thought you said that there's going to be a message that you all are going to share from a year ago, and we are coming. But we wanted you to hear how Elder Kendall was so purposed and so focused, because as you could hear on the broadcast, she was yet having problems with her breathing, but she loved God so much until she was on the air sharing. She was on the air sharing about God. She was on the air sharing about Apostle Sandra Thomas. She was on the air sharing when most people would say, oh, well, you know, I couldn't, she couldn't breathe, she couldn't do any of that. No, that was not something that would cause Elder Kendall to not be on the air. That's not something that would cause Elder Kendall to not be a part of the program. You want to know why? Because Elder Kendall was determined that she was going to praise God, that she was going to talk about God, that she was going to obey God, even with her last breath. And that really, really, really shows you the dedication of Elder Kendall, because one of the things we know, she talked about self-abuse, but as Minister Sylvia had said, that's something that she had to learn to stop doing. And there's many of us that we may not be abusing ourselves, and we may not, in our own mind, may not be allowing others to abuse ourselves. But one of the things that we have yet to learn is the balance between vanity
and self-celebration, meaning that it's okay to do something nice for yourself. It's okay to buy your own self perfume. It's okay to put, you know, some nail polish on or go get a manicure and pedicure. It's okay to put money aside. So many times what we don't realize is that we may reward ourselves with things that hurt us, and we think that we're rewarding ourselves with things that we want. But no, is that thing that you're doing, is it helping your health? Is that thing that you're doing, is it helping your relationship? Is that thing that you're doing drawing you closer to God? Is that thing that you're doing drawing you and your family closer? What is it that you're doing that you can be naive of because you don't know that it's really hurting you? It's not something that's helping you. And they showed a program earlier where Minister Sheila was watching a hero. His name in this particular series was Black Lightning, where there was a young person in this movie that was allowing someone else to hurt them over and over and over again. But it was where they felt like they didn't have anywhere to go. They felt like they had to take it. But don't you know that they have shown over and over again that there are dogs that you can just beat and beat and beat, and they'll keep coming back. And then sometimes that very dog, when they finally get away, you can just be over it because they are not coming back. And so what we have to learn is that we have to get to a point that not only do we not let people do stuff to us subtly, but we also don't do stuff to ourselves subtly. So is it like Elder Kendall was saying, is it that you don't put boundaries out there? You let people use you like a mat and walk all over you? Is it that you don't do stuff for yourself? I mean, we can make excuses about, oh, I don't have money, I don't have time. People make time for what they want to make time for. So I would challenge us on tonight to celebrate ourselves, but not to the point that we get over into vanity and pride, but celebrate yourself to the point that you know that you are wonderfully made by the hands of God. Celebrate yourself to the point that you know that a weapon may form, but it can't prosper. Why? Because God said so. Celebrate yourself to the point that you not only set boundaries, but people have to respect them. Because, see, sometimes you can set boundaries, but people don't respect those boundaries, and they just keep doing you over and over and over again. If you have a friend or a family member or an associate that belittles you, talks down to you, they're not celebrating you. You need to disconnect yourself from that toxic relationship. It's really self-abuse. If you have someone that every chance they get an opportunity, they're backstabbing you, they're gossiping, they basically take you and what's going on in your life to belittle it, to talk about you, to make themselves look better or feel better. If that person is in your life, my question to you is why? Why? Why are you allowing it, first of all? And why don't you understand how beautifully and wonderfully you have been made? Why don't you understand your value? I had this associate that used to, try to handle me different types of ways. And so what I found myself doing was as time grew on, I found myself distancing myself from them more and more and more. And so they would try to, play the pity game and the pity party and the, oh, you don't have time for me no more, things of that sort. But what I had to learn was they weren't for me. Not only were they not for me, they weren't for themselves. And so then I had to learn how to love them from a distance until they understood who I was in God. Not who I was in them, but who I was in God. But see, what I realized was that they were treating me that way because I allowed it. But see, sometimes we allow stuff
by trying to tie the hands of God, because we can't, by thinking we don't have a way out. So this man, this young man in the movie, finally found a way out, and he actually left that abusive situation to find something better. And yes, then that person wanted to kill them and do all types of manner of evil to them, but it took them talking to someone else for someone else to tell them that they didn't have to take that. But they thought, okay, who's going to accept me? Who's going to be there to help me? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? The answer is God. That's who. We have to put our trust in God. God has the heart of the king in his hand. So when we start allowing God to be God, guess what? Then God will change our situation, and he will cause you to have favor where you may not even deserve the favor. But guess what? We don't deserve the favor with God, but he gives it to us over and over and over again. So listen to this message from Elder Kathy Kendall, and this is going to be, like I said, it's going to be a good message because it's, like I said, over a year ago, and so it's going to be in the middle of the message, and then Minister Sylvia will come back.
And that's what we're talking about, breaking that bad habit apart. So if you guys would send me in whatever your bad habit is, then we're going to break it apart and give a solution for it. Amen? So right now we're talking about faith. So can you put it in a money order or you put it in a savings account that you don't have a new card for? So there's two steps, doing it immediately when you get paid, and that's putting it in a money order or opening a savings account that does not have a debit card attached to it. God bless you, Veronica. Thank you for joining us. That's the solution for it. We want to make sure that whatever the bad habit is, that we put steps on and walk those new steps over and over and over again, so that our actual brain, our natural brain, will then begin to form a pattern for us. Amen? We're asking that you would share what your habits are. The bad habits, how we're going to get rid of them, is that we're going to break them apart and put solutions in place for them and begin to practice those solutions. Amen?
Minister Sylvia?
Yes. Thank you so much. That message was her saying, what did you put in place of it? So in other words, it sounded like she was saying, what did you put in place a year later, well, a little before a year later, March 1st, of self-abuse? But I wanted to say this about Elder Kathy. I remember myself, Elder Kathy, and Apostle Elect. I think we went to see Apostle Elect. Possibly, maybe you could help me out. Was it, I think it was Washington or North Carolina. I'm not for sure which one, but I think it was Washington. And I thought I can eat some hot food. I really thought I can eat some hot food. I thought that then nobody eat food spicier than myself. And I remember Apostle Elect and Elder Kendall say, oh, let's go get some Thai food. And it was like, Renee, they called me Renee. They said, Renee, do you like Thai food? I said, I don't know. Is it like Chinese food? They said, kind of, but it's a little spicier. And I was saying, oh, girl, I can eat some spicy food. And they both kind of giggled, but I didn't know why they was giggling. So we went into the place, and I remember we sat down, and Cecilia, Apostle Lex, had ordered her food. She said, I would like it, regular Thai season. And Elder Kathy told it to him, I want it spicier than Thai. And I looked at her like she wanted spicier than Thai because I had never had Thai, so I didn't know what that meant. So the guy said, we serve it hot. She said, no, you don't understand. She was explaining to the man how hot, spicy she wanted her food. And I sat there and I said, well, maybe I better go with regular since they talking about how spicy it be. So I just got regular food, and getting the regular Thai food, it was burning the down on the inside of my throat. I mean, it was so hot I couldn't take it. But when Elder Kendall bit into her food, she told the guy, you playing. And I was like, ooh, it must be too hot. He said, what? She said, this ain't hot enough. And no matter how much this guy tried to make this food spicy, she was like, I'll just settle for it. But she was not happy with the food. But the food was so spicy, I was sitting across the table, and it had my nose and eyes running. That's how spicy the food was. And if I didn't remember nothing about Elder Kendall, I remembered she loved spicy food, which would cause my eyes and my nose to water just to smell it. So I said that to say this. When Elder Kendall put her heart and her mind to something that she loves and she wants, she goes all the way. Just like she went all the way to try to get that food spicy, Elder Kendall went all the way with God. As Apostle Elect said, as you can see, if you're listening to her, she had a problem with breathing. You can hear it. If you go back and look at the Facebook posting, you can look at her face and see that she had a problem with breathing. But one thing she did not have a problem with, and that was praying for the people, getting the point across that God has better, wants better, and if we allow him, he will teach us to do better, to be better. He would teach us not only how to love him, but to love ourselves. He would teach us not to allow other people to abuse us, but for us not to abuse ourselves. Like she said, what have you done for yourself lately? You know, and when I think of all the messages that Elder Kendall has been putting on Facebook, and Elder Kendall has been putting out there just talking to people in life, we are truly going to miss her. We have lost an awesome woman of God on the earth, but heaven has gained another angel because as of April 6, 2019, Elder Kendall received her wings. She received her wings and her crown, and she's now living with the Lord. And I just want to thank God for allowing me to cross paths, with Elder Kendall. And when we were on the praise team together, we sung together. When we were in the choir, we sung together in the choir. I thank God for allowing me to have a part in Elder Kendall's life. So that's all I have to say about Elder Kendall on tonight, except I truly loved her. And I will miss her. As she said, her godmother had passed away. Apostle Sandra Thomas called her daughter. So, therefore, that made.
Minister Silva, we can't hear you, so while we're waiting for you to come back on the air, we're going to play some more of Elder Kendall.
I'm on the air. I don't know why you can't hear me. I don't know if it's my phone or what. I didn't know if it was my phone going out or what. I don't know.
Go ahead, Minister Sylvia.
I said I don't know if it was my phone had went out or what, but I was talking. I hope you all heard everything I had said. But if you didn't, I was just saying how much I love Kathy Kendall. I was glad. Thank God that I was a part of her life. She was in my life. Did you hear me when I talked about when we came to visit you? I think it was Washington, and we went to talk to the Thai place to eat.
Yeah, that was Thai or Sherlinson. Yes, we heard you.
Okay, well, that part, I meant it from my heart, that Kathy Kendall loves spicy food. And I just thank God for allowing me to be one of Kathy Kendall's friends, as well as one of her prayer partners, as well as her sister in Christ. I thank God for that. And I was saying that anyone else was on the line that wanted to say anything concerning Elder Kendall, the lines are open to you right now. If not, we're going to let Apostle Elect have a few words, and then we'll end with prayer. So if anyone's on the line,
okay,
please speak up.
No one else on the line.
Okay.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play a few minutes of Elder Kendall, again, that same message, and then Minister Sylvia, who did you want to pray us out and make announcements?
Yes, you can make announcements and pray, and then we'll pray out.
When we make being on time the only priority for the season that we're changing our habit of being late, it'll break it. I'm going to say it again. When being on time becomes the priority, nothing else, not if I put it at the end of the day and now it's not there. When being on time.
Well, we have a message that was from Elder Kendall where she's teaching about being on time. And hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
You can hear me, so it's just Sheila can't hear. Well, what I was saying was, Minister Sylvia, what really blessed me was how Elder Kendall was just on the air, and in her last words, she was talking about how it was important how if we wanted to be on time, we had to basically put things in place so that we could start being on time, and that we had to basically take away the excuses for not being on time. And so it blessed me because that was one of the areas of the bad habits that many of the people in the ministry were having. They were having a problem with being on time. And so what I have learned is that when you value time, you understand that time isn't something that God is bound to, but it's time is something that God has blessed us to have, and you understand the value of the things that God has given you. If God has given you life, he's given you time. If God has given you life, he's given you breath. If God has given you anything, we have to value it. And sometimes because time is what it is, people don't understand how to value it. But time has to be valued. You know why? Because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So we need to value the time that God has given us, which means we need to give him praise during that time he's given us. We need to worship him during that time that he has given us. We need to be on purpose for the destiny that he's called us to. Why? Because he's given us the time to do it. So if you have not heard anything else tonight, we pray that you heard that in remembering Elder Kathy Kendall, she walked us through her struggles and used her degrees and her worship and her praise and her prayer life in order to minister to other people. See, some people won't be transparent because they're so busy trying to hide the things that God delivered them from. But see, over the time of her life and over the things that she's been through, she learned, no, I need to be transparent with the people to let them know that not only is the struggle real, but the time that God has matured you through. See, when we were as children, we did as children. And now as adults, guess what? We do things as adults. So we know we have ministry on Sundays at early in the morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. Let's talk with Minister Sheila and myself. We know we have Iron Sharpening Iron every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time with Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila. But don't forget,
many days from now, hence days from now, we will hear from Minister Sylvia to let us know what God has given her for what we're going to do on Friday nights. And now the time is drawing down. Guess what? We only have 60 seconds, and then we'll be off the air, but we're still going to pray as though we're still on the air. Go ahead, Minister Sylvia, and close us out.
God, we thank you for tonight. God, we thank you for this chance to honor our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, to celebrate her life, her ministry, her well-being, and working in your business. God, we thank you for the chance to just say, God, I'm sorry. God, give me another chance to show you that I want to be saved. God, everything that I haven't done, God, teach me how to desire to be delivered. Teach me how to desire to not self-abuse myself. Teach me how to desire to not want to be abused by others or situations. God, I just want to thank you for the life that Elder Kendall lived before us, for us to know how to pray. Teach us how to pray, God. Teach us how to come before you and ask you for everything that we need, God. Teach us how to put our cares upon you, O Lord. Teach us how to just know that you are God and you make no mistakes, no matter how bad it seems or what it seems like, God. But there's a reason for everything, God. Teach us how to understand that our time is not your time, nor our way your way. God, teach us how to say, God, it's all well in my spirit. God, make me understand that my job is to praise you, glorify you, honor you, give you respect, and don't dishonor your name. God, teach us how to want to be saved. God, I just wanted to say thank you, and I thank everyone that listened in, and I thank everyone that wanted to listen in tonight and was not able to. And we want to always ask you all not to forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6 and 34. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that in your spirit and on your mind, I ask you to allow God to minister to you in your sleep. If he haven't ministered to you, maybe it's because you haven't asked him. But ask God to minister to you and send his angels down to provide, protect, and to carry you, your household, and your financial needs. I'm just asking you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.